I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Ukrainian officials have said a deadly explosion at a cafe in St. Petersburg shows that domestic terrorism is breaking out in Russia. The Ukrainian presidential adviser, Mykhailo Podolyak, claimed that Russian political infighting was on the rise. There's no indication of who was behind the blast on Sunday that killed Vladlen Tatarsky, a well-known blogger who backed the Russian invasion of Ukraine. An eyewitness told reporters what he'd seen.
Apparently a female fan gave him a figurine. After that, about 3-5 minutes later, there was an explosion. I didn't talk to her. She took the microphone, said some words of praise to him. I respect you, I know you. Here is a gift from our team of artists. Our team wants to give you a present. Here is a figurine. It was brought in, and I was thinking that all this was very strange.
The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group has raised the Russian flag over Bakhmut's city hall in eastern Ukraine. In a social media video, Yevgeny Prigozhin said Bakhmut was now Russian in a legal sense, but he said Ukrainian forces were still concentrated in western districts of the city. Finland's right-wing opposition National Coalition Party leader Petteri Orpo has claimed victory in the country's tight-fought parliamentary election. In a speech to supporters, he claimed his party had won the biggest mandate and would start attempting to form a coalition government. Montenegro's former economy minister Jakov Milutinović has declared victory in the Balkan country's presidential election runoff. It's a resounding rejection for his long-standing predecessor, Milo Djukanovic, who's led Montenegro for most of the past 30 years. Mr. Djukanovic conceded defeat in an address to his supporters.
The presidential election in Montenegro is over. Montenegro made its choice and I respect it. I congratulate Jakov Milutinović on the trust he received in the election. I wish for him to be a successful president, because if he is, that will mean Montenegro will be a successful nation, and it will continue to go towards its goal.
Voters in Paris have opted overwhelmingly to ban rented electric scooters from the streets. The consultation was called by the city's mayor, Anne Hidalgo. From Paris, here's Hugh Schofield.
It should mean by the end of the summer that there are no more of these free-floating e-scooters on the streets of Paris. This is, does not mean a ban on e-scooters in general. There are many people who have their privately owned e-scooters and they are able to continue using them as long as they obey the general rules set by the government and the city and so on. So this is only about the free-floating fleets of e-scooters which have been cluttering up the streets and which many people think are dangerous and are recklessly driven by young people, often two of them on it and scooting down pavements and the wrong way down roads and so on.
This is the BBC News. Local officials in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo say a landslide killed at least 19 people on Sunday morning. An official in the village of Bulwa said the death toll was likely to rise. President Biden has declared major disaster areas in a number of southern states, making federal funds and resources available for reconstruction. The declaration comes after broad swathes of the south and midwest of the United States were ravaged by tornadoes over the weekend. At least 29 people are known to have died. Donald Trump is expected to travel from Florida to New York on Monday, ahead of the Manhattan court hearing on Tuesday, where charges against him will be made public. A legal panel known as the grand jury indicted him on Thursday. From Florida, Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
Donald Trump kept up his Palm Beach routine at the weekend. He played a few rounds of golf. But he's also been consulting advisors about how to approach the indictment, which he's called political persecution. So far, his campaign has used it to rally supporters and raise funds. He's expected to fly to New York today so that he's in position for his Tuesday court appearance. That's when the specific charges will be made public. The grand jury investigation centered on payments to a porn star aimed at blocking a story that could have damaged Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. His lawyer says he'll plead not guilty.
Survivors of the bombing at the Manchester Arena in May 2017 have launched legal action against a conspiracy theorist who claims the attack was faked. 22 people died when a suicide bomber blew himself up after a concert by the singer Ariana Grande. Martin Hibbert and his daughter Eve, who were left with severe disabilities, are suing Richard D. Hall for defamation and harassment. Mr. Hall's not responded to BBC requests for comment on the case. But during the original investigation, he insisted the BBC was wrong about how he operated. BBC News.